anything during basketball, and that's what I want to bring up. The last time we saw him was in the district final game against USA.
Uh-huh.
And from the beginning of the season until the end of the season, he looked like a completely different player. He was a He's obviously a big kid, and he's got footwork. He had a nice touch. If he can carry that into the football season, I think he could be huge on the offensive line for Harbor Beach.
And, of course, they're bringing back, what, Kendall Gettner, a guard, nose guard last year, just a tough, you know, when you think of Harbor Beach, historically, you think of those big linemen, you know, throwing hay in the summer, and that's one of them, Kendall Gettner right there.
And they're going to be making holes for Devin in the backfield. You're going to hear a lot of Devin Finkel, a lot of Devin Puff. Key for those both of those guys, stay healthy, especially Devin Puff, who's, you know, unfortunately he's been bitten by the injury bug throughout his career. But man, if he could stay healthy, I think Devin are going to be a dynamic backfield. Michael Anderson, they have the lineman that we just talked about. This is going to be a different field. James Shelkey was a tremendous athlete. And Coach Shelkey utilized him to the fullest of his abilities, which you should. When you have special athletes, you put the ball in their hands. It's not going to be the case this year. Not to say they don't have special athletes, but it's just going to spread it out in a little bit different feel. And I think that's what separates Coach Shelkey from a lot of coaches, is his ability to assess his personnel and then work a game plan around that.
I'm really glad you mentioned Kendall Gettner, because I truly feel like he's an unsung hero on this team, a guy that doesn't get probably any credit, and he deserves a ton of it. Workhorse on both sides of the ball, the counter to Evans McGlinski's size on the other side.
Easy for you to say.
Funny, isn't that how that works? But I do think this team has a lot of talent, a lot of upside. It's going to be fun to see how they change from last year's team to this year's team. And Devin Puff, your bruiser. Devin Finkel, your speed guy. And if by chance Coach Shelkey throws us a curveball and Michael Anderson isn't your quarterback, that is yet another athletic tailback he has in the backfield. So he does have some weapons to use. It's just not all wearing one uniform. He's got two or three that are not quite as good, but definitely very talented.
You know why Harbor Beach was so good? Let me tell you a number.
Okay.
37.4. The number of points that Harbor Beach gave up per game in 2016, 2017, I return to Harbor Beach football giving up 15.7. What a shift of points from one year to the other. And we talked about that. It was the worst defensive team in the history of Harbor Beach football.
Statistically, yes.
The worst team. So to go from one year to the next with a lot of the same players, you know, Coach Ruble. We've been talking a lot about Coach Shelkey. Coach Ron Ruble, the defensive guy, did an awesome job getting these kids back to playing Harbor Beach defensive football, and that's really where it started for Harbor Beach. And offensively, I mean, 33 points a game, when you're only giving up 15, you're going to win a lot of games. They were 9-2. It's that combination. The best years that we've seen from Harbor Beach hasn't been offensive teams, it's been defensive teams, and we saw that last year.
What blows me away is we just talk about how adaptive Coach Shelkey is. Coach Ruble is very much, this is the defense we run, and if you run it correctly, we will stop people. So it's unbelievable how he can say, hey, listen, this game plan will work against anybody and everybody, and he will make sure that happens. So it's very different coaches, how they work together. It's unbelievable.
Their first game this Friday against Bad Axe at home, and we'll pick up Harbor Beach three times potentially in the regular season, all rivalry games. Ubley at Harbor Beach week 5, week 7 Harbor Beach at USA, and then week 9. Lakers at Harbor Beach. Mind you, Harbor Beach USA, that was closer than we expected last year. USA gave through everything they possibly could at them. But then that week 9, Lakers at Harbor Beach, that very well potentially could be a one for the ages. A classic rivalry there. I remember growing up in Harbor Beach just hating Lakers, because it's just who you did. That's what you did. You grew up, you hated Lakers. And so it's good to see that one back on the schedule.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about that earlier. This is arguably the best rivalry we have in our area is Harbor Beach and Lakers. And they're cross-conference rivals, but I don't know if there is a more heated rivalry when both teams are good. And I think this year has the potential. Both teams are on their way up and could be equals. Week 9, this could be, as you said, one for the ages. And that's a lot of fun.
Well, it's time for a short break, and when we return, we'll take a look at our league predictions and our overall season predictions right here on the WLAW Sports Network, Home of the Strong Side, the our two-hour preseason special you're listening to with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher of the Heron Daily Tribune, right here on Sports Radio 102.1. When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being Sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Seapoint, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
It's finally here, everyone's favorite time of year. Fishing, boating, good food, and good times. Captain Morgan's Grindstone Bar and Grill invites you to stop in and enjoy some delicious food and drinks. Enjoy one of their delicious fish dinners, burgers, or pizza. But if you like barbecues, you may want to try Captain Morgan's barbecue ribs, which are a hit in the thumb. Friday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat fish, cod or pollock, your choice. Dine in or out on their patio, overlooking Lake Huron. It's worth the trip to Captain Morgan's Grindstone Bar and Grill, located in Grindstone. Call 989-738-7665 for reservations or to book a party.
This is Alec McCormick with McCormick Motors in Pigeon, making sure everyone knows about the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram summer clearance event and the Summer of Jeep. July was the lowest lease payment we ever had on 2018 Jeep Compass. In August, the payment has fallen even more. Right now, you can get into a 2018 Jeep Compass 4x4 with power heated seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, backup camera, and more as low as $187 a month with $1983 due at signing. Select models have as much as $6,500 in discounts, so hurry because this is the fastest selling vehicle we have, and once these 2018 models are gone, they're gone. Visit us online at McCormick Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com. That's McCormick Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com. Stop in to visit us on the corner of 142 and Caseville Road and see why all roads lead to McCormick Motors and Pigeon. Employee pricing required plus taxes and state fees. See dealer for complete details.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher on our preseason two-hour special as the football season is officially underway. We have first games going on tomorrow, Thursday, especially that Lakers-Hudson game. And then our first broadcast will be Friday, Ubley at USA. But we'll get to that in a second. But right now, one of the main reasons I'm excited Mike Gallagher is here is because he gets to take my spot in these predictions this year for the East and West of the Greater Thumb Conference. Mike, I think as the newbie, you get to go first.
Yeah, well, pretty tough year to start off with these predictions because the top of the East and the top of the West are just ridiculous. In the East, though, I'm leaning towards Harbor Beach over Ubley just because of what Harbor Beach did against Ubley last year. So I'm going to stick with them. In the West, Lakers over Cass City for the same reasons. Lakers beat Cass City twice last year. Third in the East, I got Brown City. Fourth, Sandusky. Then Vassar third in the West. And I'm probably just buying into the optimism of Kelly Durr, but I got Bad Axe at four in the West. So we'll see how that plays out.
I like that. And then five, six, and seven. All right.
I couldn't get that far.
Yeah. Dave, since Paul is co-champion of the Media Roundtable, Dave Hansen, you get
and
go
the
next.
Other co-champion is not here.
Yeah, Doug Cole. You know,
I'd be happy to go next.
Dave Hansen, thank you.
We'll start with the East. I do think, like Mike said, it's going to be a close race. It